now, of course, we just had our local elections, and our local elections from the point of view of our new 33 councillors on Kerry County Council. And as part of that, we had our first meeting of Kerry County Council and the election of a new Cathaoirleach for the county. Well, each municipal district area over the last number of days, a number of them on Friday, have been electing mayor Cathaoirleachs of their particular areas. And Killarney did it on Friday. And Councillor Maura Healy Ray, independent councillor, has been elected Cathaoirleach of Killarney District, mayor of Killarney. And Councillor Maura Healy Ray is with me on the line. Councillor Healy Ray, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Jerry. It's fair to say that I am delighted to be given this role. And look, I have to begin by thanking a few people. First and foremost, the electorate and the people that came out on the 17th June to ensure that I was re-elected. If that didn't happen, I wouldn't be in this position. And of course, I have to recognise the huge efforts of my canvassing team since last September, who were with me every step of the way to ensure that I was re-elected. I want to acknowledge in particular the independent councillors of the Killarney Municipal District. We came together and we have formed a pact, and out of that I have been given this opportunity. And indeed I want to acknowledge the other Killarney councillors. I was elected unopposed again, which I greatly appreciate, and I just want to thank them for that. And look, it's a tremendous honour, Jerry, to be the first citizen of the Killarney Municipal District. Killarney and everything that it has to offer and all of the surrounding areas is known the world over. So it is a tremendous honour, and it will be a busy and demanding year, but I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a long time coming since 2016 when you first went on the council, Maura. You were co-opted on and then re-elected. You were on the outs because of the numbers. You had the numbers to make this happen this time round in terms of the Killarney Municipal District.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I think the Killarney Municipal District is unique. We've seen in all the rest of the municipal districts around the county, it has been Fianna Fáil councillors that have been elected to the position of Cathaoirleach, and indeed they've all been male. So I'm particularly glad as an independent councillor and as a female councillor that I have been in this position and that I'm in this role now for the coming year.
Yeah. And that is part of it. Look, Killarney has issues, Maura. What are your, before we get to that, what are your priorities for the 12 months?
Well, of course, Jerry, first and foremost is tourism and business. It is the lifeblood for our municipal district, and indeed the impact that it has on the rest of the county and the region can't be underestimated, and it must be protected and nurtured and promoted at every single opportunity, and that's what I intend to do. And look, we are all well aware of the challenges, particularly that small businesses are facing, the overheads, the rates increase. We have seen some closures in Killarney, maybe more so in places like Killoglan and so on, and we need to do everything possible to ensure that that doesn't continue to happen. But tourism and the businesses that benefit from that are hugely important. That, look, Jerry, there's so much happening in Killarney always. You know, we will see in the coming months, we'll see the preferred route for the Kerry-Cork Economic Corridor, the N22, that will be revealed in the coming months. That is not just important for road infrastructure or for safety, but it will allow development in other parts surrounding the town that it effectively has been sterilised for decades now at this point. We will see the party aid for the RS Padraig coming before us in a number of weeks or a number of months, and indeed we will see a proposal for a multi-storey car park, which we have all long campaigned for and is vital for the town in itself.
What do you say, Maura, to that? The part aid for it's a long number of years now, it's a long time that Oras Padraig has lain idle, a long time since it was handed over to council. It's taking an awful long time to get anything going on that.
Well, look, Jerry, I suppose things do take time, and different things come into play, and there's a lot of different phases and processes and feasibility studies and designs that have to be done. It is just the way the world is today. But thankfully, very soon, we will have that in front of us as councillors to consider, and hopefully that we will approve that in the coming weeks, in spite of all the delays, Jerry. And look, okay, there's other things that will be coming before us, the local area plan, that process is critical for the entire area. It will determine what's zoned and what isn't, and where development will take place and what kind of development, and that is important for the coming years as well.
Are you anticipating a battle with the Office of the Public or Office of the Planning Regulator in relation to that, similar to what's happening in Kenmare?
Certainly, Jerry. I think, in different areas and at different times, we've had challenges, whether it was with the County Development Plan or, as you have said there, with other local area plans. There will be challenges and there will have to be battles that will have to be taken, because we have seen different decisions and the impact and influence that the planning regulator has had, and how that has stifled development in certain areas, and where they have insisted in certain lands being zoned and there hasn't been development in the X number of years since the last local area plan. So look, we will make our case as a collective, the elected members, where we feel where suitable development should take place, and we will have to take that battle. If it's for the betterment of the municipal district, we will have to do that, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where you see it going. On that multi-storey car park for Áras Pádraig, is that the answer, do you think, for Killarney's parking problems and traffic problems generally? Because we're seeing it at the moment. I know there are works on the Rock Road which are due to finish up, I think, around the 19th of July, and that should improve things in terms of traffic flow. But even at that, it's always a busy summer, and a lot of people are stuck, sometimes for half an hour, sometimes for longer, getting into and out of Killarney.
Yes, sir. And look, the multi-storey car park is one part of the solution. We need that. We need it to future-proof the parking demands for the town for the decades to come. And I believe, and I know that the rest of the councillors in the Killarney Municipal District feel as strongly about that project. That has to happen. But as I say, it is one part of the story. We need the bypass. We need that preferred route. We need to see that progress through the different statutory phases. That is critical also. As it stands, all of our road infrastructure is over capacity. It can't cope with the level and volume of traffic. We've seen that the volume of traffic has increased since the Macroom bypass has opened also. So all of these different things, the multi-storey car park, the bypass between Kerry and Cork and the N22, we need to look again. I said it last Friday when I was elected mayor. We need to look at our own traffic management in and around the town. We need to review it, and we need to look at it from start to finish, because whatever small, medium-term measures or short-term measures that can be made need to be done, because it is no secret to say that we do have an issue with traffic and we must deal with it. But there's not one quick fix, Jerry, in this, and it will take several different things to address it fully and comprehensively.
Yeah, yeah. And with that in mind, and it's kind of related in a way, but it's related to the housing situation as well, about managing what Killarney has in terms of space, in terms of property, in terms of buildings. A listener wants to know, are there any plans for the St. Finian site? And I'll ask that in addition to, this October we're seeing the new hospital, the new community hospital, which is continuing apace just off that bypass. And we'll have the vacating of St. Columbanus and the old district hospital. Will you be looking for answers from the Department of Health and the HSE on that? What are those buildings going to be used for? Or are they going to turn in to another St. Finian's at a time of a housing crisis?
Well, I can say without any fear or contradiction, Jerry, since I've gone into Kerry County Council in 2016, I have looked for answers regarding St. Finian's Land Bank, and I will continue to do that for the coming term, and indeed for the coming year as Cathaoirleach, and for the rest of my term in Kerry County Council. The importance of St. Finian's Land Bank cannot be underestimated. And to be fair, every councillor has been raising this. It is not just suitable for housing. There is a multitude of uses that it could be put to good use. We are not satisfied in Killarney with the reaction and the way that the government have dealt with this matter. Because at each stage, we are told the Land Development Agency are looking at it. And Jerry, I can remember a conversation I had with you a number of months ago. I am totally dissatisfied with the way that this issue has been dealt with, because we have seen development in other counties in similar sites. We've seen it in Cork. where the Land Development Agency have come in, have redeveloped it, and have been able to provide housing and badly needed housing for people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have seen it done elsewhere, but it hasn't happened in Killarney. And that is a number one priority for me, that we do get answers.
We're about to have two more buildings that are effectively
yes,
empty because of a new building opening up.
Yes, and I raised that earlier this year. I certainly don't want to see the District Hospital and St. Columbanus to turn into another St. Finian's. That is not what I'm about, and it's not something that I can abide by. And look, there's a lot of talk about what the District and Columbanus could be used for. It's endless again. These are prime sites. I would like to see, and I've called for it in the past, that there would be respite and residential and day services for people with disabilities. I don't think it's good enough where someone may need respite care and they're being sent to Listowel or sent to Carse Eileen.
Yeah.
We should be able to do that in Simon Killarney. As well, I support the call for a minor injuries clinic. We are crying out for something like that in the town and the population that we have had.
And do we need
Councillor, do we
need the answers now? Like, does it need to be done now before it opens in October? We're here in July to find out what plans there are, instead of sitting around in November and December saying, right, we'll now take a look at this, and another 6 months or 12 months passes by.
Well, I think that it is very important that before the doors are shut in any place, and as you know, Jerry, the longer some place is left idle, it's harder to maintain and it's harder to bring back into use.
Yeah.
So I would like, and I'm calling on the HSE, I would like them, and it isn't that they haven't been asked, Jerry, but I would like to see them coming out and making clear what are their intentions. And I would like them to engage with us as councillors and with Kerry County Council as to what their intentions are. I don't think that is too big of an ask. But I certainly don't want to see the situation that those buildings would be left idle. They're in full use as it stands, as we're talking today, and there's no reason that they can't be altered or adapted for future use and for different uses. And that's what I would like to see.
Okay, all right, listen, we're going to leave it there. Councillor Maura Healy-Ray, congratulations again. That's the new Cathaoirleach Mayor of Killarney, Councillor Maura Healy-Ray, for the next 12 months. If you have a view on what she said about her priorities, what needs to happen, we want to hear from you on the programme.